Zimbabwe police arrest 25 opposition members ahead of presidential election. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Zimbabwean police on Saturday fired tear gas at an opposition party gathering in Harare and arrested 25 of its members, including two members of parliament, the Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, said. Share on Telegram: passionate about the well-being of the aged in the society, Mrs. Russia vows to continue hostilities until Ukraine ends discrimination against Russian-speaking citizens. January 14, 2023 News. Speaking at a briefing at the UN Security Council, the envoy commented on a possible path for ending the hostilities between the two sides. Share on Telegram: civil society organization, CSO, in the country, have called for citizens' participation in ensuring purposeful governance and leadership in Nigeria, ahead of 2023 election. The arrests come after a wave of politically motivated violence against opposition supporters in rural Zimbabwe, raising fears of repression ahead of the presidential election this year. The date has not yet been announced. Speaking during an outreach put together for the aged by CF at Woro in Obafemi Ode Local Council, passionate about the well-being of the aged in the society, Mrs. Police confirmed the arrests of members of the Citizens Coalition for Change, Zimbabwe's main opposition political party, and said a detailed statement would be released following investigations. The opportunity to settle the conflict will only present itself once Ukraine stops posing a threat to Russia and discriminating against Russian-speaking Ukrainians, he said. It was an unsanctioned gathering according to the local authorities, who is the officer commanding Badoero. Speaking during an outreach put together for the aged by CF at Woro in Obafemi Ode Local Council of Ogun State, Ajayi stated that old people should not be neglected, adding that they had sacrificed a lot in bringing up their children. I am receiving numerous reports that people were beaten. Shukwi Maraye Hirake described the scenarios as memories of the future. We will release a full statement in due course, police spokesperson Paul Nyati said. CF is determined to ensure the well-being of our senior citizens by supporting them with basic needs such as foodstuffs, free medical checkups and treatments, she stated. The diplomat reiterated that Russia is fighting not against the Ukrainian people, but rather against the criminal nationalist regime which came to power in 2014 after a coup in Kiev. According to CCC, the private internal strategy meeting was held this morning at the private residence of one of the members in Badoero Township, about 15 kilometers from central Harare. It wasn't open to the public at all. He called on well-meaning Nigerians to support in the care for the aged. The Maintenance of Peace and Order Act only applies to public meetings in a public place, CCC spokeswoman Fadzi Mahere said. However, neither Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky or his predecessors, nor France and Germany, which took part in negotiating the Minsk agreements, ever intended to fulfill the plan, according to Nebenzia. Police allegedly fired tear gas at the gathering, and beat up several opposition members before they were bundled into a police truck, she added. Giving a wellness talk at the event, medical personnel, Mrs. Akereke, who is also a co-initiator of CS60, said the scenarios present four alternative futures for Nigeria, which are functions of the choices we make or project into the realization of Nigeria of our dream. Zimbabwean law requires political parties to notify authorities 2 weeks before holding a political meeting. ZANU-PF must stop abusing the police to stifle competition, Mr. Mahere said. She admonished participants to keep their environment clean and avoid open defecation to prevent outbreak of diseases, reiterating that health is wealth. Later, this revelation was confirmed by former French President François Hollande, who noted that the Minsk agreements had helped Ukraine to achieve that goal. Read also: Zimbabwe receives first COVID-19 vaccine doses donated by China. CCC, led by the youthful Nelson Chamisa, will battle ZANU-PF's President Emmerson Mnangagwa for the second time after he narrowly lost the 2018 vote. The opposition party, born out of the old Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, enjoys massive urban support and is seen as a threat to ZANU-PF's 43-year-old stranglehold on power. appreciating the group on behalf of beneficiaries, Mrs. Related content. Dion said there would be successful transition to green energy, equal access to education, reliable energy supply and resistance when powerful groups and individuals worry of losing their privileges. CNT Live. Piers Potter, London. Please share and subscribe to our channel. www.cntlive.com